Hi, Karen Smith here. Today in this lesson, what we're going to look at is why advocacy algorithm. We're then going to look at what advocacy is and how what you learn here with the NGO Academy actually dovetails with your NGO's agenda at the United Nations. So let's get to work here on algorithm. Let's go just to a very simple definition of an algorithm. It's something that is generally understood as an effective method for solving a problem expressed as a finite sequence of steps. There are some more caveats to what algorithm means, especially in either the mathematical or computer science environments, but we're not going to deal with those. We'll just stick with the general understanding of the meaning of the word algorithm. But basically, an algorithm is something that provides a framework with which to answer a question. Now, it outlines a process or a sequence of steps and is therefore action-based. So, bottom line, the part of the reason why I chose algorithm, not just a formula, not just a blueprint, but an algorithm, while formulaic, by its very nature is oriented towards action, which is, in the end, the critical piece for being effective at the United Nations or in any other kind of advocacy or lobbying. So let's just take a quick look at a very simple algorithm. Just say your lamp doesn't work and what you want to do is you want to get it to work. So you go through a process. First of all, you go and check, is the lamp plugged in? If it's not, then you plug it in and then you check to see whether it works. But you've checked and yes, the lamp was plugged in. Then you can try the next question, which is, did the bulb burn out? Try replacing the bulb and see whether a new bulb will allow the lamp to work. And if not, then in this particular instance, go out and buy a new lamp. But you can see that there's a simple stepwise process here. There is a question. You take the first step through inquiry and questioning. So in addition to the inquiry, you can see the need for feedback systems, which then allow you to take the next step in the process. So an algorithm is very systematic in that sense. And so what it does is it breaks down what can be otherwise a very complicated or mysterious process and makes it far more manageable by turning it into a clear stepwise process. And this is what the advocacy algorithm does for individuals who want to become persuasive and effective for their NGOs at the United Nations. Now let's look a little bit further at advocacy. Advocacy normally aims to influence public policy and resource allocation, decisions within the political, economic, or social systems and institutions. It may be motivated from a moral or ethical or faith principles perspective, or simply somebody wishing to protect an asset or an interest. So advocacy, while the actions are a broad range of activities, and they can be in fact motivated by a variety of reasons, nevertheless, it's an endeavor to influence something in the public sphere. Now, advocacy can include many activities that a person or organization undertakes, including media campaigns, public speaking, commissioning, publishing research polls, or filing amicus briefs or friends of the court briefs. There are many different forms. But of course, we'll be focusing on advocacy as it relates to the United Nations. Now, lobbying is also a form of advocacy where direct approach is made to legislators. The member states of the United Nations are the ones tasked by their nations to shape international policy. And they do this through UN treaties, conventions, resolutions, agreements, covenants, and more. And all of these play a significant role in affecting global policy. Now, effective advocacy is essentially a set of hands-on technical skills and practices needed to effectively press for change. It's also the foundation of active citizenship, and it's a process through which ordinary people can participate in decision-making at many different levels. In order to be successful, there has to be an identification of priorities, a crafting of strategies, a stepping out and being integral part of and a leader in the community in which we are endeavoring to effect change. And we need to, in the end, we need to ourselves take action in order to achieve those results. So an advocate is empowered and empowers others. In the NGO community, you are empowered by the fact that NGOs have a place and a role within the United Nations family of organizations. And through your NGO that does have a role at the United Nations, you can therefore empower others who are associated with your NGO in a variety of ways. And this helps shape their future. This is what actually begins the process of making a difference. And this is one of the ways that you also are on a bit of a journey through which you can discover new possibilities for affecting change. Just suffice to say, in broad terms, an advocate by taking action leads, but it's important, especially in the United Nations environment, to remember that an advocate doesn't try to do it all, that you work and lead as part of a team, and especially, again, in the UN environment. We'll get to this more in depth in coming modules, but just a reminder that the United Nations is not a place where individuals go to gather and share their own individual perspectives, opinions, and ideas. It is a place primarily for nations to meet. However those nations were formed, however they are structured, it is a place where those rather large social political groups have their representatives go there to gather to meet and address certain issues. And there's a framework for this to be done. There is a whole set of rules according to which this work is done. And it's done in that sense, not as individuals, but very specifically as large groups of people. So whenever you go to the United Nations, you always have to remember that you go there not just as an individual, but as a representative. Now, this does not mean at all that individuals cannot go to the UN and powerfully impact. It's just that in the course of doing that work, you really need to recognize and understand the nature of the environment within which you are working and take that into consideration as you devise your plans, strategies, and programs. But more on that later. Actually, it's a fascinating area, understanding the ways in which the UN works and then finding creative ways to work within that sometimes challenging environment. Nevertheless, NGOs do task certain individuals and groups of individuals do go to the United Nations with a platform, with a place and a way to interact at the United Nations. But there we go effectively as part of a team, not just as individuals. And it's just a very important point to remember. Right now, I want to tie these things together so that you can see that the advocacy algorithm is a framework for your training and for building your capacity as a volunteer advocate at the United Nations so that you can significantly help your NGO affect change in the UN environment. So the assumption is that advocacy is the means by which we will achieve our goal of massive impact at the United Nations. Now, here we're going to look at the main elements of advocacy and the main elements of the advocacy algorithm and how these two interact so that we can better understand what's going on here. Now, I'm going to simply divide, for the sake of the overall picture, big picture, divide our approach into two main areas. And the first one is understanding the organizational competencies of your NGO. And then the second one is looking at your own individual competencies and how these interrelate. The three main competencies of advocacy are positioning or framing, building social capital, and mobilizing resources. Again, we'll go into that in more detail later on, but just laying out the overview right now. Now, within the individual area or the internal work of your organization, you and your organization, there's the area of developing clarity, which are your objectives, strategies, and goals, your individual competencies and the competencies of your team, and your commitment, clarity, competence, and commitment, keeping that nice and simple. But what I mean by the commitment is interrelated with relationships and time. Now, you'll notice that there are three orange dots at the top and one at the bottom. And what this is indicating is that the avenue into developing the competencies of your organization, and the area that we're going to focus on within the advocacy algorithm, is in developing your competency. And in particular, developing the specialized knowledge that volunteers and staffers need to be effective at the United Nations. So building your competency in terms of the specialized knowledge you need and your understanding of the advocacy process is the strategic approach that our training takes to prepare you to be an effective agent of change. So you should already be beginning to see something of the larger picture and some of the elements that we're going to be looking at in the course of the training. Just to add a little bit more here, this training is going to focus on the specialized knowledge, the generic knowledge that you need to be effective. Now, if I may just use an analogy here, what the Academy is going to teach you, the how-tos of navigating a boat, learning how to handle a boat, the kind of dynamics that are involved when you go sailing on the seas, but the specifics of where you're going to go, what your exact sailing time, the exact ports that you're going to go to, that's completely up to your NGO. The specifics of your work in advocacy at the United Nations need to be enunciated and given to you by your NGO, but we can go over the principles. We can teach you the basics of navigating, the basics of boat handling, the basics of advocacy, so that when the head of the NGO office to the United Nations asks you to go out and do things, you'll have the specific knowledge that you need to be able to go and do that, and to do it effectively. So we will concentrate again on building your competency in terms of specialized knowledge of the United Nations and how to be effective in that, and also your broadening your understanding of how to be effective as an advocate in general, and the specifics of which will be defined by the objectives, strategies, and goals of your NGO, and the relationships and the time frame, your schedule that your NGO has. So the NGO Academy provides you with the basic boot camp training needed for you to go out and effectively work to promote your NGO's agenda at the United Nations. So expanding your competencies and those of others in your NGO is a necessary foundation for the expansion and increase in the competencies of your organization as a whole. So the next step is getting you the specialized knowledge of the United Nations that you need. After all, this is the basis for understanding what is being said and talked about at the United Nations, having confidence in the strategic actions of your NGO. It gives you the clarity of action so you're not confused and you can feel confident and certain about what you're doing. And yes, it will help you build your resume. So let's get going, and we'll see you in the next video.